I'm Fran Kritz, editor of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Public Health page. What's next for the county health rankings? We recently asked that question of David Kindig, co-principal investigator of the MATCH Project, Mobilizing Action Toward Community Health, which is based at the University of Wisconsin and funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. MATCH released the first set of county health rankings, health parameters measured in every county of the country, and will re-release the updated measures in February 2011. Here's what he had to say.
The MATCH acronym of our project with Robert Wood Johnson stands for Mobilizing Action Towards Community Health, and the rankings are hopefully the mobilization of getting people aware of how they rank and where their opportunities for improvement are. But, you know, that in some ways that's the easy part. You know, don't tell my colleagues who have to do the rankings that, because it's hard work here at our institute. But how do you, once you've mobilized action, you know, what do you do? You know, to sort of move these outcomes and move these metrics, and that's the work that's going on, that is going on in the future. And I mean, we have a take action part of that website, but I think that attention, these have raised attention in the public and private sector and foundations and CDC. I mean, even on Friday, the Surgeon General talked about the release of the National Public Health and Prevention Strategy that's going to roll out by March and over. So there's lots going on, you know, beyond here, but we don't yet have the answers. We know how to measure the outcomes pretty well. I mean, there's ways we can do better on that, but the whole thing about finding the right kind of financial and non-financial incentives, which was last month's set of this, and partnerships across sectors to pull it out, to make it happen, I mean, this is still a challenge for us. And you know, and one of the issues around partnerships is for these kinds of health outcomes, you know, there's not a single entity that's accountable. That's one of the problems. You know, different sectors have different pieces of the action, the government, the private sector, businesses, schools, whatever. Actually, I put in a plug for my blog, improvingpopulationhealth.org, and I've blogged twice on this, one about who is accountable, which is really a partnership kind of a blog, and then another one about, do we need a super integrator, which is sort of an idea about pulling all these partnerships together. So any readers might want to check out it as well. So you're right, there's a lot to be done in terms of making movement, but I think we're underway. And I tell you, I've been slogging in this pop health field for a while, and the last 5 or 6 years, it's a little bit of a different story than it was 10 or 15 years ago, and so that's hopeful.